Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back with his first American big hit, Leave On, one of his great songs. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out, and you'll get smarter about what's going on with healthcare. Grace Marie, thank you again for being here. These are good times with regard to healthcare, not great times yet, but these are good times for small business owners because as a class, we hate Obamacare. We don't like it. We're not aggravated by it. We hate Obamacare because it did nothing but cause us problems and uncertainty on many, many levels. And it was totally unnecessary. It was a ruse. It was a scam. It was a lie. Every bit of it was a lie from moment one. And it did nothing but perpetuate problems for small businesses on Main Street. What do you think?
And they continue today. The distortion, the 30-hour work week that has caused so many employers to really have to change the way they hire and employ their workers. The difficulty of young people getting that first job to get their foot on the ladder because their employers are required to provide them with very expensive health insurance. They can't afford it. And the cost of health insurance continues to hurt most those people who are struggling to try to create a business, pay the bills, pay their employees, support their families. That's why I believe Congress is going to have to come back to this again. Yes, they're making some progress, but people are still suffering. And it's particularly people who are trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And yet their premiums are going up by, $500
a month. That's exactly right.
And now their premiums are more than their mortgages in many cases.
That's exactly right.
No, where does it stop?
Our coverage has tripled. Our expenses have tripled since Obamacare went into place.
We lost one of the two
carriers in the state, abandoned the state.
I know it, and so many people. President Obama promised them choice in many places. It's take it or leave it. Either you go with this insurer or you pay the fine in the past. And actually, the fines are still in effect this year for not health insurance. The cost, President Obama said every family would have their health insurance cost cut by $2,500 a year. And they've gone up by much more.
He had no basis for that. He was pulling that out of his hat and maybe somewhere else. He had no basis for that. It was a lie. It was a lie. It was a lie. It was a lie.
Absolutely.
He was lying, and he knew he was lying, Grace Marie. He knew he was lying when he lied.
Well, who knows whether or not he knew it, but the fact that so many of us on the outside were saying that was ridiculous, there was no way that was going to work, a lot of, just simple arithmetic could show you that's not possible.
That's the reason I'm saying... The people around him knew it wouldn't work mathematically. They told him that, and he still lied about it. That's my point. You can't, 2 + 2 does not equal 5.
Well, and they had the arrogance of thinking if they said something that it would happen.
That's my point.
People would provide these extraordinarily generous health insurance policies, and because the government said it was going to go down by $2,500, that the companies would figure out how to make a way to make it. I mean, and also that the companies would be flocking to the door to apply to provide that coverage, and they're dropping out one after another because they're all losing money on Obamacare.
Yeah. How long will it take to get this this sector of the marketplace? How long will it take us to be clear, to be healed of Obamacare,
and turned toward
a productive and a successful result?
It is never going to happen as long as the federal government has the arrogance to think that it can run something as complex and local as health insurance.
But we've learned that lesson, though, right? Haven't they? I mean, are there still people? I mean, there are no Republicans who believe that, are there?
There are some Republicans who are very reluctant to give up some of the parts of Obamacare, including the ones that are causing health insurance premiums to go up so much. All the rules and regulations.
Well, we're not going to lose the dependent. The extended dependent years. We're not going to lose the
26 year olds on a parent.
And we're not going to lose the previous condition. The what do you call it?
Pre-existing condition.
We're not going to lose that. Condition. That's baking the cake forever now, isn't it?
Right.
So
it
other
is,
than
but
other than that,
what are the essential health benefits?
Other than that, what are they trying to hold on to?
The community rating, basically saying that young people have to pay more so older people can pay less, not being able to.
But that's underwriting. That's underwriting that the companies do themselves.
Well, but the companies haven't been allowed to do it under Obamacare, and that means that a lot of healthy people wind up paying more and more for their health insurance. They drop out, and when you wind up with only two people in your health insurance, guess what happens to Brady?
You got the death spiral. We come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie, what are the chances of the new type policies catching on and perpetuating after these breaks? Stay with us. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.